Welcome. Parshat Hazinu has the pasuk Kishem Hashem Akrav Godol Elokeinu. When I call out in the name of Hashem, so people realize His greatness. So the Meshech Chachma has an interesting idea to explain this pasuk. We live in a world that is run by nature, seemingly. HaKadosh Baruch obviously controls it, but nature. So, for example, when we say in Shema, V'hayim Shamo Tishmu Atzotai, if you do the mitzvot, so then, in the Tati Mitar Tzachem, this isn't the Meshech Chachma's example, but this is how I understand it. So, when we are learning Torah and doing the mitzvot, so Hashem gives us rain. Is that a miracle? Like when we get man and we have a well to feed us, and the Ananei Akavo to guard us, and then the Amud Esh, Amud Anan? No. That's not open miracles, that's the natural world. But through the natural world, Hashem can provide for us, even and we can experience Hashkacha in that way. For example, we might plant and end up with huge yield, a huge crop, so much produce. And then 3 times a year, we're going to do Aliyah L'Regel, and we're going to take our Bikurim with us, and all the Korban, everything we have to bring up. And you know what we do? We leave our homes open. All the able-bodied men are going up, so we're leaving behind maybe, and some of the women are going up too, but who we're leaving behind? A few kids, a few women to care for the kids, a few old people who can't make the trip. So that's who we're leaving in the rest of the country. We're all going to Yerushalayim. So won't our enemies be like, I know the perfect time to attack and conquer the land. Well, why don't we wait till Am Yisrael goes up to Aliyah L'Regel, and there'll be nobody to guard them? And yet, that didn't happen. You know why? Because of our special connection to Hashem, even in the natural way, so the surrounding nations still feared Hashem. In other words, they saw that we are living the way we're supposed to. We're acting properly. And therefore, Hashem is making the ground give us so much more. They go, whoa, look at that. They must have a special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's probably not wise for us to go attack Am Yisrael. And therefore, even within the laws of nature, even within Teva, we don't have to change any. We don't need a miracle life. And in the Meshech Chachma's Lashon, this is even better than Olam Haba. This is really Chaim Ruchaniim. This is a spiritual life. It might seem physical because we're talking about crops and yields. But this is really even higher than Olam Haba. It's a life of Ruchniut. So says the Meshech Chachma, this is the way life is now. That's not the way life was in the Midbar. In the Midbar, they had the Man, they had the Mud Esh, and Hashem's presence was palpable. Everybody could feel Hashem all around them. And he proves this with some Mamre Chazal. Because that type of life, you know, when we say Lo Nitna Torah Lo Ochlei Man, the Midrash says, the Torah was given for those who eat man. What does that mean? It's an ideal time to learn Torah. But that's not our world. And in fact, the Gemara Sanhedrin darshans the Pasuk that we have in Eshet Chayil. Sheker Achein veHevel Ayofi. Sheker Achein, that's the door of Moshe and Yoshua. Hevel Ayofi, that's the door of Chizkiah. Why? Because Moshe and Yoshua, okay, we just had all the miracles we mentioned. Moshe's time, you have the man, and Ramburesh, and you had the Be'er. And Moshe and Yoshua both had splitting of seas. Yoshua had conquering Eretz Yisrael just by walking around walls and blowing shofar. All these are open miracles. And Hevel Ayofi is the door of Chizkiah, because you know what happened in Chizkiah's time? They had the miracle of defeating Sancheriv. So all that is Sheker, is Hevel. Okay, what does that mean? On the other hand, Isha Yirat Hashem, Hite Talal. Who's the Isha Yirat Hashem? Zed Dorosh Rabbi Huda Rabbi Lai. Sheyu Shisha Talmidim Mitkasim Vitali Rechad Voskim HaTorah. That's the Lashon of the Gemara. Rabbi Huda Rabbi Lai, they had poverty. And yet, they sat and they learned Torah. 6 Talmidim shared 1 talis. That's how poor they were. And they learned Torah. So even under those dire circumstances, they chose to invest their lives in learning Torah. That's better than the life in the Midbar where everything is being taken care of for you. So why is that? So the Meshech Chachma says that's this idea. The whole idea, the tachlis, ki kara tachliti shenhega uma. What are we supposed to do? Both in tivi mushkach prati. We are supposed to do the mitzvot and have Hashem's hashkacha with us in a natural way. That is the higher level than in the overt, open miracle, commonplace open miracle type of way. So if so, why did the Am Yisrael have in the Midbar 40 years like that? If this is the ideal, why were they like that? So, the Meshech Chachma tells us that they needed that in order to be the Yesod of Emunah, the foundation. Just like Anochi and Lo Yelechar, the foundations to the rest of the Seder Dibrot, so too in those 40 years, Am Yisrael really learned a lot of Torah. And they entrenched in themselves the foundations of Emunah, and they were able to pass it on to their children and grandchildren, and that's why we have it till today. They did that by acquiring it in that lo nitna Torah elolochle man type of lifestyle. That was needed. And for that, they needed Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, who dealt in miracles, who constantly, you know, not by his own power, by Kadosh Baruch Hu's power, but constantly was changing the laws of nature. Compare Moshe and the Midbar even to the Avot. The Avot, Avram Avinu needed to bury Sarimino, and Hashem said, I give you the land, and then he has to spend 400 shekel over la socher for kivrat aretz, shmi Hashem lo nodati lahem. That's all Avram Avinu. Hashem didn't reveal himself. It wasn't these overt miracles, Hashem living among them, kivyachol, that they had in the Midbar. That's the Avot, and that's the life we have now. In the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu was, he cites a Zohar, that Moshe was like the Bala de Matronita, like the wife of, the spouse of the matron. In other words, Hashem was relating through the world with these open miracles. Masha Enkein, after the Dor HaMidbar and in our time, we have our Ashkacha with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through nature. So if we do the mitzvot, we might have special relationship. We'll get more than you should plant and expect normally, but that's all through natural means. So says the Meshech Chachma, this is the pshat in the pasuk. Ki shem Hashem ekra v'godol Elokeinu. Ki shem Hashem ekra, when I, Moshe Rabbeinu, proclaim the name Hashem, that He does miracles, and He changes nature, then you have Godel Elokeinu. You ascribe greatness to the Torah, and you live in our quote-unquote natural world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in return, is going to give us lots and lots of brachot, even within the laws of nature. I personally think this explanation helps explain why we use this pasuk at the beginning of Shmona Esrei. We are about to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu and ask Him for all sorts of bakashot. And we are, what makes us worthy of the bakashot? It's our special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not asking for open, overt miracles. We're not saying give us man. We're saying give us parnasa. Give us parnasa plentifully. So give it, heal us. We're asking for the special relationship within nature that should come based on us being His nation, davening to Him, and doing the mitzvot. I wish everybody listening a gemar chatima tova. Okay.